98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station.
Doan scores on the rebound!
Shane Doan.
Shane Doan got a piece of it. I think this goal is going to go to the captain.
Captain Coyote.
Shane Doan sends a one-hopper on net. He scores! The captain!
Coyotes legend Shane Doan, up early to talk Coyotes hockey with Bickley and Murata.
A shot by Shane Doan. He scores!
Brought to you by Bell Ford, where it's all about the experience. One small step off I-17 in Bell, one giant Ford store.
Yeah, before we get to Doaner, and he'll join us momentarily, I forgot to announce the winner. Our caller number six, Monique Bonfiglio, was caller number six. She got the ticket. So if you're calling right now, you can stop. We're going to call out another name before we get out of here at 10 o'clock today. But congratulations, Code Red winner, Monique Bonfiglio. She's going to Cardinals Packers on Thursday. And now we are joined by the Coyotes chief hockey development officer, Shane Doan, for his weekly visit here on Bickley and Murata Mornings. Doaner, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing, guys?
Doing well. Team, another tough one last night. They rallied late, fell a little bit short, still looking for that first win. I'm wondering, you know, with your experience, your vast experience as a captain in the NHL, what would you say to the guy in the captaincy role? What would you say to the guys after a start like this?
Oh, this is tough. Like, there's no way around it. You can't kind of try to pretend that it's not. And I think you got to get back to the idea that it's about the process, and you use all the cliches that you can possibly use about the fact that it's you're trying to get better on a nightly basis, but that the game plan is to get better every single day. And we have to be better tomorrow than we were today. Mm-hmm. And that's in order to – no one's feeling sorry for us, and no one's – wishing that, you know, us all the best. This is the league that you have to find ways to win.
I don't know whether I feel good about the Coyotes' next game against Tampa because they've struggled out of the gate, or bad because that team looks like it's about ready to. It seems like they're due, if you will.
Yeah, I mean, Buffalo went in there and beat them 5-1, and Tampa's got so much pride, and they don't like where they're at right now, and I'm assuming that they're waiting for the kind of the light to go on, and you hope that it stays kind of, they stay kind of docile for the next little bit, because they got an incredible team and they got to be one of the favorites to win it all again. I think Florida is my favorite team to watch, though. Florida is fun. They're just a fun team to watch.
Yeah.
But Tampa's, I think they're right there with everybody that's really elite.
You're absolutely right that there's a process involved here. There's also a deficiency in goaltending that you can't avoid. The Coyotes have allowed 30 goals already, most in the NHL. I'm curious, where is the fine line between believing in the process, but yet at the same time not letting a losing culture permeate the organization while you're waiting to get good, if you know what I mean?
Yeah. That's the hardest part, I think, that when you understand that, I mean, every organization goes through cycles. There is no way that anyone can deny that. That's mm-hmm. the way that every single sport, professional sports franchise in North America, that's the way they're all set up. The leagues are set up for you to go through cycles, and when you're going through a cycle that's not necessarily, you know, conducive to the situation of winning as much as you want, then you got to find a way to develop that culture. And I think that's where a guy like Andre Tierney is so valuable and so important for us, that we have to create an environment that on a daily basis, the guys that are doing the daily things, they expect to win and have to find ways to show that they're capable of winning. And that's the hardest part, because you're playing a team in Florida and Tampa on this trip that are elite, and they're in their cycle right now where they're premier teams in the league, and it's going to be a battle. But the whole league is so competitive, and there's parity, and there has to be a way to find a way to take care of business.
Shane Doan, our weekly guest here on Bickley and Murata Mornings. Jacob Chychrun was such a force offensively from the defensive position. Last year, through six games, no points so far for Jacob. And I heard Kurt Tourney talk about how he might be squeezing the stick a little bit too much, maybe pressing. Are you picking that up from Jacob Chychrun as well, Shane?
Yeah, I think it's one of those things that it's that balance. And Bick, you love to golf. And I know, Vince, you're starting to golf. But it's you. The harder you try, the more you go in reverse.
That's right.
I don't know if you've ever tried. you try to write with a pencil, and it's the simplest act that we've all done. And yet if you really tighten up your arm and tighten up your hand and try to write with a pencil, it just doesn't work. And I know that that's such a simple and cliche-ish thing to say, but it just doesn't work when you try to over try. And yet you have to find that balance of working hard and doing everything right. But squeezing your stick is a legit thing. It's a mental thing that you have to just get past. And when your expectations are really high and they don't seem to come along, it seems to happen quicker.
Last thing about this, and we'll move on to the Houston Astros, your favorite baseball team. I don't know how I forgot this, but Vinny brought this up, I think, in our first visit with you about the change in divisions and how, as if this weren't going to be hard enough for the Coyotes.
Yeah, that is a good point, because this division is not, I mean, Chicago is expected to be one of the premier teams in the league this year, and they're sitting right there with us, I think it's 0-5-1.
Yep. Yeah.
Chicago has actually yet to trail, not to point to someone else's mistakes and be like, oh, I feel better about myself. But
yeah.
Chicago has yet to
lead in
to
a
lead.
Game.
They
yeah,
actually
right.
just broke a record. They've not had a lead yet in 360 minutes, and they haven't had so. It's going to be a tough division. Even the teams that are struggling right now are going to end up probably being one of the Premier League teams. I don't expect Chicago to be there. But you go through that division, and it's difficult. And then you look at the Pacific, and you think, well, there's some teams there that we could compete with. And it's going to be a battle. And as an organization, we knew it was coming, and you had to deal with it. It was put in place a few years ago, and it is what it is, and we just got to deal with it.
I'm assuming you have your Jose Altuve jersey on game one of the series tonight. What I mean,
yeah,
we could have.
It's a little small and a little tight. But,
we could have banged the trash can to let you know that question was coming.
Does
Shane.
It come with electronics?
Yeah, it lights up. You got to be careful if you go in the dark. It lights up.
No, I mean,
batteries.
Right, batteries. Yeah, exactly.
Bick is kind of down on this series, kind of down on the World Series and baseball in general. I still have a good deal of intrigue, and a lot of it is on, well, it's on both sides, but the Braves, an 88-win team that was under 500 at game 111 of the season, they're in the World Series. They've been red hot. They're playing without a couple of their really good players. I think there's a good level of intrigue in this series. Do you agree?
I agree. I think it's fascinating the way that they kind of came together as a group, the Braves. When those guys went down, everyone kind of wrote them off. And you got to give their GM credit for going out and getting that outfield that they have now. I mean, you bring in the guys that they brought in. You hope that maybe one or two of them has a little bit of a resurgence, but all four of them, from Peterson to Duvall, they all seem to kind of get going in the right direction. Mm-hmm. And I'm a huge Freeman fan. I think that he's a great player. They got some pitching that is going to be okay, but it's going to be fun to watch, because I really hope the Astros win, just so that I think it's a great story that what a group of guys that they'd persevere through everything that they've had to go through in the last 2 years to find a way to win and kind of silence everybody.
The biggest question, though, is Jock Peterson. Does the pearls thing, does that catch on in the rest of sports, or you think that's just going to be limited to Jock?
I think that's probably limited. I don't know. It's crazy. If he has a great year next year, maybe it catches on. But sometimes you just get hot Joe Boo, right? You get a little Joe Boo going.
Yeah.
And sometimes you got to go in a different direction the following year.
If there's one way in which I think the Astros might become embraced, and that's Dusty Baker, a dude that he once played with Hank Aaron in Atlanta. Can you believe that?
It's unbelievable. It's one of the coolest things to look at is the span of guys that have played, like you said, a long time. Who's the youngest guy they played with, and who's the oldest guy they've played with? And when you start to recognize the generations that people have. I was reading it was 19 years between World Series appearances. Like, that's just incredible. I didn't realize I was getting that old, that it was 19 years ago he was in the World Series. But he is a guy that you watch those players and they love him. And I think it's a huge reason why they're capable of doing what they've done. And that they're, you're right, I think it was a great decision by their organization to bring him in because he's likable. And they needed to be likable because there isn't a lot of other people that like them.
That's true. Shane, always a pleasure. We'll talk to you next Tuesday.
All right. And Jared, thank you for not chiming in at any moment. I really appreciate it.
So do we. So do we, I'm Shane.
I was, yeah, it was so nice. It was just enjoyable. So,
well, I was Googling you, something to try to make a joke that Shane Doan once played with Howie Morenz. You know who that is? He played in the 20s for the
Gartner,
Canadians.
Mike Gartner. For me, it's Mike Gartner and Jacob Chychrun. Those are, that's the status.
Wow.
Oh,
yeah.
The oldest to the youngest.
Yeah, and then if you go back to Mike Gartner, the beginning of his career, he's probably got some names connecting you.
Oh, yeah. Like, it's crazy when you start seeing how quickly the generations connect to each other. It's fun.
That's good stuff.
All right, Donor, have a good week. We'll talk to you next Tuesday. Shane Doan.